In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani begin a series of conversations about Jewish music.
Before we begin the journey into Jewish music, which is vast, I think the best is to change our custom. And instead of starting with words, let the music speak for itself and listen to a beautiful, short, poignant prayer, which, not having words, speaks to all of us and is good for all of us. A piece by Ernst Bloch, which I recorded recently with guitarist Elliot Fisk. And the question is, what is Jewish music? And any attempt to answer this question is guaranteed to generate more questions. Is it music written by Jews? Then what about I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
Who was written by a Jew?
By by Israel Balin, who changed his name to
Irving Berlin.
What about the black opera Porgy and Bess, written by Jacob Gershowitz, who Americanized it to George Gershwin? What about El Salón Mexico by Aaron Copland, who was born Aaron Kaplan, etc., etc.? So, and what about the reverse? Liturgical music, Jewish music, was written by Gentiles. There is a famous rendition of Kol Nidre, the Yom Kippur service, that is written by Max Bruch, who was a German Catholic. Maurice Ravel wrote the best version of the Kaddish that we have. Ravel was half Basque and half Swiss. We try to answer the question, and more questions arise. And what shall we do about all the music written to biblical themes? The Old Testament, you know, all the Haydn's Creation and Handel's Oratoria. Shall we declare them Jewish music? Of course not. So, you know, there's a joke about it. They ask a Jewish person, why do Jews answer a question with a question?
Killer question.
And he says, why not?
Very Talmudic.
So the challenge is obvious. We are faced with an enormous synthesis, as we said a moment ago. It's a goulash of Hungarian and Turkish and Romanian and Ukrainian and Gypsy and Arabic and Persian, all elements resulting from a peripatetic history being dispersed all over the globe. And the sauce that holds this goulash together, this savory brew together, is Hebraic modes, liturgical traditions, prayer chants, and Torah cantillations.
So maybe you could explain a little about each of those.
All right. Liturgical traditions, that's everything.
Everything.
Prayer chants, these are modes, old modes, Mediterranean modes, Arabic modes that traveled with the Jews into Europe or into Spain. And then you have the Spanish influence. Until today, Sephardi music. And if you go to the Sephardi Portuguese synagogue, you hear a totally different tradition of Jewish.
And that carried through, of course, to the Passover services, which we know are different from
all the tunes. That's right. Hebraic modes, which these are the Torah cantillations, the way you recite the five books in synagogue. And again, every diaspora has slightly different tradition. So you can tell if you go into synagogue and you hear one person singing it, you say, okay, this guy came from Russia, this one came from Poland, this one, because it evolved in slightly different directions. But it always has the nucleus, the original material. You can tell that there is something there that's ancient, that comes from way back. No culture is born without a belly button, without parental influences. And in this case, because of the dispersion of the Jewish people, we are indebted to so many cultures. The mixture is so tremendous. And unlike the world of business, being indebted culturally only makes you richer.
Cellist Yehuda Hanani speaking with Alan Shartok. They will continue their conversation about Jewish music next week. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington will feature a program of Jewish music entitled Fiddler Off the Roof on April 17th at 3 p.m. For more information, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.